You're probably aware, but in case you missed it, we are in a juicing revolution. A juicer is as easy to use as the resulting juices are nourishing and tasty to drink. Of course, juicing is one of the best ways for getting the good stuff, the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that many of us try to incorporate into our everyday diet. The best part, as Robin Aspell puts in her new book, Juice It, Energizing Blends for Today's Juicers, no fruit or vegetable is off limits. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Robin to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
It's a delight to have you with us. What brought you to this particular subject? You are a food writer and a chef. What brought you to juicing?
Gosh, well, I'm so excited, as you say, to see this new interest in juicing since I've been juicing for over 20 years. And so I've enjoyed watching this big evolution where juicing used to be sort of a fringe thing and people would buy 50-pound bags of carrots, and it was seen as a way to either treat cancer or, you know, avoid getting cancer. And now it's just exploded to just be a great way for people to amp up the amount of vegetable and plant foods in their diets in a really pleasurable way.
When you think of it as an integration into our everyday diet, how do you see it best being done? I mean, you can't just eat juice, or drink juice. So how do you incorporate it best, do you think, into a diet?
Right. Well, I'm finding, since I've been traveling around doing the book and talking to people, it's, you know, everybody's diets and lifestyles are so different. You know, say you're somebody who, you know, eats a really poor diet, you know, you're a McDonald's person. Well, you know, any time you can juice, that's a great thing, right? So for a lot of people with sort of, you know, standard diets, replacing soda, you know, juicing, if they can juice once a day, that would be great. You know, I like to often take it a step further and have juice replace a meal, like, say, lunch. You know, make yourself a nice big quart of green juice or some other vegetable-based juice and just kind of lighten up that way. Or juice for breakfast. But, you know, it's like whatever works for people. Hey, and there's even an artisanal craft cocktail movement where they're using them to make mixed drinks. So
The world is your oyster when it comes to juicing and how you can use the end product. When you look at it, whether it is fruit or vegetable, do you put those in different categories or can you mix everything? At some point, do they all come together?
Oh, a lot of mine are blends of the two. I find that, you know, especially when you want to use something really healthy and kind of intense like kale or Swiss chard, that you want to put in a little bit of something like an apple or something just to kind of sweeten it up, mellow it out. And so, yeah, I think it's absolutely wonderful to blend them so you get these really interesting cocktail flavors too.
Intense is another word for it can be yucky, right?
Well, it sort of depends where you're standing on that one.
Let's put it this way. You can put things together that don't taste as pleasant, right?
Absolutely, right. And my philosophy about healthy eating in general is if it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to do it. So I would rather, if I'm going to make a juice that's got a really something like, say, kale, I'm going to put some lemon, some apples, some cucumbers, some carrots, something in there to just sort of mellow it out and make it more tasty.
Do you believe that when you finally taste it, that you should be able to taste every ingredient in the sense that one doesn't overtake the other?
Well, you end up with these blends where you might not be able to taste every single thing. You know, it just sort of depends on your palate, you know. So, but you really just want the overall effect to be pleasurable.
So you don't worry about something being overly strong.
Oh, well, you know, again, I want it to taste good. So
Right. That's
what the recipes are for. Because I know when I first started juicing, actually, I worked in a co-op where I could get bruised produce. And I thought I would save all this money and just juice whatever I pulled out of the box. And my juices tasted terrible. And so that all those many years ago, I learned that, yes, you know, you've really got to have a recipe or have a plan to have a tasty juice.
I guess my question is, you have a recipe in here called Tartan Green, which has spinach, carrot, cucumber, and lime. Is there a concern that one of those flavors can overtake the others in the sense that the cucumber can be too much and playing with it a little bit so that you can taste a little bit of the carrot, a little bit of the spinach, and it doesn't have so much of a cucumber taste to it?
Sure, and actually, I mean, I think of cucumber juice as a very mild flavor, so it's just sort of, a number of different tastes that seem to work well together.
What are the challenges in putting together a good juice blend, do you think?
Well, as far as just making, if you're just going to improvise one, you know, again, you want to have that, I think of juices like, say, apple and cucumber and maybe carrot as kind of good base juices, or, you know, some of the fruits, and then you can add to those things like your greens or your stronger-tasting vegetables or even herbs. You know, you can just kind of go nuts.
Well, the name of the book is Juice It, Energizing Blends for Today's Juicers. It is published by Chronicle Books. Robin Asbell, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck with the book.
Well, thanks. It's been fun.
Thanks so much. Again, the title of the book, Juice It, Energizing Blends for Today's Juicers. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.